Before we get started, we found a ring in the men's room. Does this look familiar to anybody? It could be one of the workers who's working on the city hall, but nobody's missing a ring from the gentleman's room. Okay. Council, without objection, we'll just take these in order as presented, if you like. What we would ask of you, and this is my opinion, Council, you speak up. What we would ask of you is if you feel like that you can add to your application with something verbally tonight, then we would like to hear that. We know everybody does great work. We know that the money that helps you helped you. We are restricted by certain statutes or pieces of statute about what this money can go for and what it cannot go for. So we'll assess all of those applications with that in the later day. We get an assessment from our city attorney about anything that's obvious, things that are obviously missing in the application, and so forth. So, Council, any comments before we get started? Is that okay with you that we just take it in order and let them come up? And if you don't have anything to say and you would say, my application says it all, I'm just here to answer questions, I'm okay with that too. All right. Do we have a representative of the Admiral Nimitz Foundation, National Museum of the Pacific War, a category historic preservation? The request is $160,000. Hello, Dr. Carty. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Hi. For the rest of you, I'm Rory Cartier. I'm the new president and CEO of the Admiral Nimitz Foundation. Don't have anything to add other to our application, so here to answer questions.
I don't have any questions.
Sound loud. No questions? All right. Did a good job, Rory.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Church of the Colored People of Gillespie County, Inc., African American Museum, category is arts, and the request is $45,000. Dr. Phillips, Mark, good evening.
Good afternoon, evening, Council, and it's just Paul. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the other whatever.
Sure.
But I don't have, our application was pretty detailed, and I don't have any additional additions to add unless there's questions and stuff.
Questions?
Not for me.
We may be out of here pretty quick.
Paul, what is the timeline for the museum?
We are already in the process of initiating a number of different things. Our biggest thing is now is really trying to kind of show the original founders. People have never seen their picture. So that's one of the things, the initiating things that we're trying to do, especially in preparation for Black History Month next month. And then we expand from there.
Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Kunstler, the DK Fall Show and Sale, marketing promotion, request is $4,000. Suzanne?
Thank you very much for letting me apply for these funds. Really appreciate it. I did bring two sheets and gave it to the secretary that are added, that are some information that I got after I applied. So it's just a chart of full expenses of the art show.
Is this supplementary to your app?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I brought it today, tonight.
Okay.
So you should each have one.
Did you give those to the city secretary?
They asked for five.
Okay.
And there's one here. Just to see a better accounting. Did you need more than five? Because I have one more set.
Okay, so what you've given us here for the sake of the audience is a list of your all year and month to month source and advertisement and cost expenses,
yes.
Okay? And then your fall show and sale report.
Yes.
Number of attendees, 580 this last year.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Number of artists, 42. Number of framed art sold, 24. Number of unframed art sold, 104. Total sales, 13,000. 508 attendees. Is this over a weekend, Suzanne?
Yes.
Okay.
It's starts with the reception on Friday.
Yeah.
Wine and hors d'oeuvres and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It ends at 4 on Sunday.
Okay. Very good. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank you so much. As you can see, we lose money every year.
Yes.
And I always have to encourage the members, it's not a fundraiser for the club. It's to benefit the arts here. So we could not do it without your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
I have a staff question real quick. The packet I'm looking at doesn't have anything filled out on the city use only section. It talks about date received, final report.
We have all that information internally, but we didn't put it on before they were all scanned in.
Okay. Can we get that before next week?
Yes.
Before we decide?
Well, the anticipation was to provide that for the meeting that we dispersed, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fredericksburg Art Guild, event at the Guild location. Category is arts. Request is $5,155. Anybody here on the Fredericksburg Art Guild? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, they're requesting advertising and marketing expenses. And he's outlined it here. All right, since the applicant's not here, we'll move on. If for any questions. Fredericksburg Chamber of Commerce, Light the Night Christmas Parade and Afterglow Marketing Promotion. Request is $18,000.
Hello, good evening. I don't have anything to add unless y'all have any questions.
Just want to say that I thought that guy on TV this year was fabulous.
He was great, yeah.
Really?
$18,000 for the Light the Night Parade. As a scour, what's your number from this year? Do you know yet?
Our total number? Just
rough. I don't care.
Our people or how much we spent?
People.
People. Just over 20,000.
20,000. That's great. Awesome. Any questions?
No questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fredericksburg Community Orchestras, 2026 Concert Series. From category arts, and the request is $10,000. Hi, Teresa. Come on up. Is this a new request?
Yeah.
Have you requested before?
We have not requested since probably the 2019.
Okay, so you're looking to do a new festival.
Yes. And when I applied for the grant, we were going to do Fredericksburg Music Fest, but we registered, we were still in the process of naming. We have changed the name. I have a little handout for anyone who needs that, but we are going to be the Fredericksburg Summer Music Institute.
You have a handout for us?
Yes.
Or would you hand it to the city secretary, please? So you've changed the name, but the event is still the same. Okay.
The event is still the same. We are bringing 60 collegiate level musicians to Fredericksburg to perform in a symphonic orchestra, and 20 professors. And we're booking hotels this week, actually. So,
Fredericksburg Summer Music Institute. Excellent. And this is a new endeavor.
Yes, it is. We have brought a symphonic orchestra to Fredericksburg before, but you know, as you know, there's really not a hall.
Yes.
We will be at St. Joseph's Hall for our final concert, but it should be a really great event and a really great time for our community orchestra members to also will be performing on that orchestra event. Okay. On the final night, we'll have concerts all week for professional chamber musicians and all kinds of things.
So third week of June, essentially, or toward the last of June. Okay, good. Questions? Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Fredericksburg Education Initiative, DBA Systems Go. Seen this before, thank you. The request is $5,000 for marketing promotion.
Hi, I'm George Burns. I'm the program director for Systems Go. I think we submitted everything we wanted, but we're happy to answer questions. We've done this for a while.
Yeah, thank you.
Several years, and we really appreciate the support. We primarily use it to get people from outside of town to come along.
Yes. Question?
No, we just hope the weather
cooperates. Yeah. He said hope the weather cooperates.
Oh, we do too.
Yeah. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
We're good. Fredericksburg Farmers Market, marketing promotion, request is $6,000. Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Are you Tabitha?
I am Tabitha Stewart.
Are you just here to answer any questions?
I am here to answer any questions.
Great.
And to say we much appreciate
that. So advertising, $4,000, encouragement, promotion of the arts. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you specifically designate encouragement and promotion of the arts?
It's primarily our arts and entertainment during the farmers market. We have numerous and varied bands from
I see.
Local bands.
So you promote the people who are here that can provide music for your event.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we've increased what we provide to them for coming and spending 3 hours of their evening with us.
Would you say that most of the people that you bring in are local?
Yes.
I'm talking about for the art, for the music.
For the music, yeah, the musicians,
okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Y'all are getting off easy tonight. Thank you, Tabitha.
So. Thank you. You may have noticed we did extend our season as well this year. We're looking forward to going from March through September.
Uh-huh.
So looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Do y'all still have a fall thing at the museum?
No. Instead, we've just decided to stay at Market Fox through the middle.
Through September. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tabitha.
Thank you.
Fredericksburg Junior Chamber of Commerce, JC, the Crawfish Fest, marketing promotion, $25,000. You're not Sherry.
No, I'm not. I'm Flo McBride. Sherry was at a meeting with work. She wasn't able to.
Okay. Stay. Anything you want to add?
No, everything should be laid out pretty good in our application.
Okay.
What was attendance last year?
That I do not know. I'd have to make a phone call.
if this is the part of the application I'm reading correctly, it would be 7,600? Would that be visitors to Fredericksburg to this event, according to Placer data? Would that be right?
Yeah, that sounds
about
like
700, right. 7,000?
Yeah.
Something like that? That's a lot of crawfish.
Yes, we actually ran out about midday Sunday.
Okay. What'd you serve instead?
We just opened gates and let people in for free once we ran out of crawfish.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
Fredericksburg Music Club, 2026 concert series, obviously arts, requesting $10,000. Hi, Pamela.
Yes. Hello. Thank you very much for having us and giving us this opportunity. I would like to say that this is an exciting year for us because we were established in 1937, and so in 2027, we will be 90 years old. That's pretty good, huh? We have no paid employees. Everything, all the administrative work is handled by our board. Our first concert is always a Clyburn medalist. And in this, in September, to start our concert series of 2026 and 2027, our year doesn't go like from January to December. But we will be having a gold medalist, and we're very excited about that. I know you already know this, but I'll remind you that the first international Tchaikovsky competition was held by the USSR in order to promote their cultural superiority. They'd already sent Sputnik to out, and so they were very sure that they were ahead of everybody else in the world as far as technology was concerned, and they wanted to show how much culture they had. Well, sure enough, that competition was won by a 23-year-old long drink water from Kilgore, Texas, Van Clyburn. And he went on to have a terrific career. When he finished playing at that first concert in Russia, he had an 8-minute standing ovation. And when he returned from Russia to New York, he had a ticker tape parade, and he's the only classical musician who has ever had a parade like that. The Van Clyburn International Piano Competition began in 1962. It happens every 4 years. And for the 2025 competition, there were 340 applicants representing 45 countries and regions. 75 were invited to audition in Fort Worth, and 30 were selected to compete. This is big stuff, folks, to bring to a town of 11,000 people. And we do it happily every year. And I have some handouts. I want to give, may I?
Sure, give them to the city secretary. I'm assuming it's your brochure for the year.
Refrigerator, and just remind you that at 3 o'clock on the third Sunday of every month from September to May, with the exception of December, that's beginning, there is wonderful music at no cost. We do accept donations, but there's no cost. Any other questions?
I have one question for you in your application. Mm-hmm. On section B, excuse me. Funding categories authorized by Texas law. This is intended to be the division of your categories relative to your request. But I'm assuming what you've given us here is the total expense for those things. In other words, it's not what you're asking for. You're asking for $10,000. But right. Your advertising and program costs are around $14,000.
Right.
And your encouragement promotion of the arts, which I know is all the other things you do to bring people in and so forth, is around 45.
Yes.
Okay. But your request is 10.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, if you want to give us more, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I always feel that way too. Any other questions? Thank you, Pamela.
Sure. Thank you.
Fredericksburg Music Festival and School, presented by Texas Cellos. Hello, Joseph. Where do you live? Plano. So you made the little jaunt down, huh? The request is for $50,000 for a marketing promotion for a music festival and school.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for your support last year. Our first two-week festival last year, I would say, was about as successful as we could have hoped. I think we sold 2,920 tickets between 15 concerts. So we were thrilled by that. Now, for those of you who may have attended some of them, usually it was about, there were empty seats. I am the third of three music organizations to present right in a row, which makes me very happy. I think we all notice that this is a very special community. But again, there's 11,000 people that live here. So it's really unlikely that we would ever sell out all these concerts just via people who live in Fredericksburg alone. So I think it's a beloved destination for people. And we would like to use that money, so the hot funds, to advertise more Our reputation, we had over 3 million views, so internet views on our advertising last year. We would like to do some print articles just because a lot of people who appreciate classical music value kind of magazines or newspapers. They don't always trust the internet. And I believe that with more advertising, we would just increase the audience and the general attendance, really for everybody in town, not just for us. But I meant to just be here to answer questions.
I really want this to succeed. I'm obviously interested in building more arts events in Fredericksburg. I think that's obviously good for the town long term. And you fit right in what I would like to see with that classical music perspective as well as the music club. Do you have, since you're new and you don't live here, do you have any thing that you can offer us to give us any verification of your estimates for room nights? Because that's what hotel occupancy tax supports. It's reasonable to assume with 100 students, and you obviously are going to have registration, so you know where they're from and their parents and grandparents and so forth, and you know where the faculty members are going to come, and you know that they have to stay somewhere overnight. Yeah. But with regard to the ticket sales of 6,000 and so forth, an estimate 4,000 of those tickets will be from outside. What gives you that perspective?
I just used ChatGTP, and it was an estimate.
Okay.
So there's no actual data there.
Okay. Do you have any interaction with our Convention Visitors Bureau to get placement data, that sort of thing?
I could reach out to them. They posted all of our events. And
well, let me encourage you to do that.
Okay.
Because they provide that service. It's really, really helpful. It is for me, my business. It's really helpful to know who is there at a particular time.
Yeah.
And even can tell you where they're from.
Yeah.
And, you know, income level. It's scary what they can provide, actually.
I will do
that. But I would encourage you to do that because it gives us hard numbers. And it's a reasonable assumption, but sometimes you find out that your assumption is even low. So I encourage you to work with the CVB people. They're great to work with on that.
If I could add one thing, a lot of things that work kind of in the classical music art sphere, probably the same with really fine wine, takes a while for people to start to trust you.
That's right.
Right. So last year we had a really world-class faculty, and I think many people kind of raised their eyebrow, like, wow, how did that happen in Texas? This coming year we have, hands down, the strongest group of nine cellists that has been put together in about the last 6 years. It's unbelievable, the level. So I think as that starts to snowball a little bit, there will be a little more trust, and then people will just know, oh, that's a good reputation, I should go there. Whereas right now, I think they're kind of checking it, and they're watching, is this a flash in the pan? So
that's exactly correct. Yeah. Anything else? Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you so much.
See you again.
Thank you.
Fredericksburg Rotary Club Craft Beer Festival 5th Anniversary Marketing Promotion $10,000. Hello, Debbie and Dale.
Thank you again for letting us all come up. I don't have anything to add. Dale and I we submitted our information. Unless you have any additional questions, we're here to answer them.
So this is the 5th anniversary. This is the middle of June.
It is.
Okay. Promotion advertising, and you've shown us where you do all that and who you benefit.
Correct.
Excellent.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you for what you do.
Sure. Thank you. Friends of the Written Word. Is this new?
Hello. Yeah, this is
the book festival. Okay. Arts and requests for 5,000.
Right. It's a new request. This is our second festival, and it's happening this Saturday. So Sunday, I'll have a lot more information for you. But I have some rack cards I can give you. I have some very well-known authors coming. And just an update since our application, our Facebook page has had 1,366 unique viewers to give an idea of how many people might be coming. And our website has had 1,000 unique visitors. So we had about 700 come last year for the first festival. So we're kind of expecting more.
Great event. I'm so proud of the way that y'all built this up. Last year was the first year, right?
Last year was the first one. It's just purely a community effort that has blossomed.
It's so great to have people in the community that stir up these things and start them and draw people to town as well as enhance quality of life. So advertising and promotion is $2,500. Encouragement promotion of the arts is $2,500. So $5,000. And last year you had 700?
We had about 700 people that came, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So we're expecting right. more, but.
Okay.
Let's see. Sunday. I can tell you Sunday.
Great. Okay. So, yeah, you'll know more, but.
Yeah.
The request is for 5. Okay.
Right.
Any other questions? Any questions? Thanks, Deb. Okay. You want to give those to the secretary? She can distribute them for you. Frontier History Company Foundation. First Saturday Living History Day. Marketing and promotion request is $6,700. Hello.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for considering all of that.
Are you Russell?
Yes, I'm
Russell. Hi, Russell.
I don't have anything to add to our application, so I'm glad to take any questions you have.
So let me be clear here. Advertising and promotional programs to attract tourists. Advertising, okay, and you've listed travel expenses.
Correct.
So is that in that category that you, I mean, is this?
Yes.
This is specifically a travel expense category for your budget?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't see an attachment. Do y'all, I might be
yeah,
the wrong.
Yeah, I didn't see attachments. They were included in the pack. I didn't get any attachment package. Okay. All right. So we'll have to, we will certainly have looked at that before we vote on the distribution. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Russell. The German Choirs of Fredericksburg, MyFest and Herbstfest concerts. Obviously the arts, promotion 25. Hello, Jim.
Hi. German Choirs of Fredericksburg consists of two choirs, a men's choir, R.N. Monochor, and the Herman Sons Commissioner Corps. R.N. Monochor has been around since 1908. We're asking for $2,500, which is probably one of the smaller requests, but it goes to a worthwhile cause.
I agree. Been around a long time, done good work. So, we don't see the attachment, but we trust that it's there, and we will obviously have a good look at that before we vote on the distribution. Any other questions? Thank you
sure.
for the good work. They're all at the end? Okay, let me see. Okay, they're not at the end of mine. I have 121 pages of applications with no attachments. That's okay. Well, I'm sure we'll get them. The application should have the meat of the request anyway. So, Tony, we're at the Gillespie County Fair. Gillespie County Fair and Festivals Association, obviously this 26th summer horse racing and fair activities. The request is for $75,000. And this is in July and August.
Yes, sir. Jorge Rodriguez with the Fair.
And who are you?
Jorge Rodriguez.
Hi, Jorge.
How are you guys?
Good.
I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, we see jockey insurance. That's got to be pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Testing fees and racing license fees, all those sorts of things for the race. So your total costs are $260,000.
That's just for racing.
Yeah, just for the racing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So advertising is $50,000?
That's advertising. Yes, ma'am, and that's not included in the application where they put that all the totals. That's, I think it's $50,000 that we spent.
Yes.
That's for the year for that, and then other events as well.
Okay. So last year was $50,000. This year, you're asking $75,000.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. For advertising.
Do you know how much the county gave you?
There, I don't have that number. I'm not sure if any. a lot of people get, you know, we're not funded by the county at all. I don't know what that number is.
Okay, thank you.
Let me suggest that you find out.
And get I can get those.
And get the city secretary a call and let her add that to the application.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can do that. Mr. Brad Rader, who's usually the one that takes care of this, was unable to attend.
Okay. That's just a piece of information that will help us.
Sure.
Since it is a county, it must be county fair.
I can have it ready for you tomorrow morning.
Just give her a call. She'll add it to that.
Okay. I'll have Shannon call you first thing in the morning.
Thank you, Ori.
You're very welcome.
Anything else?
Just so we know, the county application is not up yet. It's from 2025. I called this week to see what the update was, and there was none. So.
Is it usually up?
It should be, because I think the applications are usually in February or March decision.
Thank you, Harvey.
Right. Thank you, guys.
The Gillespie County Historical Society. A couple of applications I see here. One is the Fossil Raider House. Let me see here. Historic Homesite Exhibit, $80,000 for historic preservation. Tell us about that. Heather, what are you going to do to that house?
It is time to do restoration work on it, exterior and interior. The application outlines the project schedule. There's no addition to what we applied for in the application.
Well, the reason I'm asking you is because it's in an attachment that we don't have.
Sure.
So,
how detailed would you like to know?
That's just generally. Is it structurally, is need structural work?
There is some structural work, not much on the front porch. There's roof repair, painting, wood damage. There's also interior work on this application. The exterior phase, there is porch window repair, dry rot. It's an older building, as we know. The interior phase would include repainting some of the stone.
I'm sorry, we're arguing about who has the attachments. Emily seems to always have everything.
Sorry.
She's teacher's pet.
It's, not the attachments. It's legal review notes.
Okay.
Making sure that was.
Yes.
How old is that? I forgot.
And the house,
35.
The original piece, 1800s, added onto, came to museum property in 1967.
Yeah, okay. So historic buildings need preservation then?
Yes.
Yeah. And they're cheap to do.
Yes.
Yeah. $80,000 to do that.
That's for a portion of the project budget.
That's a portion of the project budget for that house?
Mm-hmm. Interior and exterior. It includes adding HVAC so that we've got
control.
So there's.
You leave the door shut now. Okay. All right. Any questions?
I'm here to represent both applications.
I know. I figured you would.
Yeah.
All right. So the second application is for $20,000. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you divided it between $10,000 the home tour and $10,000 annual marketing budget for the home tour or the whole.
For the entire museum operation.
Okay.
For the entire year.
Okay. Okay. When's the home tour this year? Is it the week before Thanksgiving again?
Thanksgiving. It kicks off the holiday season of the town.
How many people did you have this year?
We sold 1,200 tickets to the home tour event.
That's pretty good.
It's been very consistent and stable for year over year. The max capacity of that event is about 1,500 tickets. That's what the homes can endure. So we're very, very pleased with those numbers. About 60% of those ticket purchases come from outside of Fredericksburg, a 50-mile radius, and we think that they are hesitant at some
percent. Yeah, I remember that. The home tour drew in a lot of people from out of town. That's a good weekend.
Sure. 93% of our museum admission comes from out of town, and 60% of those guests say they spend money.
Yeah. Used to be a high percentage that were from out of the country. That's still the case?
Yes.
Yeah. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Heritage School. Eisbahn. What's the request? $10,000, I see. Okay.
I don't have anything to add to our application, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. Do you have the numbers for this year yet?
We got the rough numbers today, 9,700 skaters, 24,000 people total.
Wow. Is that up or down?
It's about 500 down from last year.
Oh. It was too cold? I mean, too warm? too hot?
They were all during my shifts, I swear. I was very busy.
Last year didn't freeze, so we were trying to help. Want to be on the ice. That's a great event, y'all. It draws a lot of people. Yeah. Anything else? Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.
All right. Jack and Adam's bicycles. DOS Gravel, whatever yes. that is. I want you to
DOS
tell me
Gravel.
What it is.
We put on a bicycle race. So we put it on up in DOS, Texas, where my family's from. Anyway. We're a new event. We brought in, we had about 220 first year registrants. We expect 500 next year. I don't have anything to add outside of what I put in our application.
Yeah, so the request is 1250, 1225, and it's a new request.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just curious because I'm sure it's in house lingo, gravel.
Gravel.
That's just the
dirt roads, like not mountain bike trails, but like we go out into Mason County. And
okay, so it's
County.
Not always gravel.
No, okay. 60 to 70% of our bike race is on okay. gravel roads.
I know I sound ignorant. That's because I am.
No.
Okay. 12,500 for
Mason. It's granite roads.
So, Josh, is DOS Gravel going to be a nonprofit?
No, not at this point. But we do try to donate back to the community center, volunteer fire departments, things that we do.
The community center at DOS?
Yes.
Okay.
So, do you have an LLC or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, through our bike shop, yes.
Okay. I mean, is it a 501c? Or?
No, it's not a 501c3. It's for profit.
The reason we're asking is standard practices that we give to nonprofits.
Understood. So. I mean, we're trying to get there. However, we do try to give back a portion of what we make, our proceeds back to DOS, volunteer fire departments. My business partner, he puts on Rattlesnake Gravel Grind in Sweetwater. Raised over $150,000 for the volunteer fire departments there.
Cycling with snake?
Yes. Well, it's Sweetwater. It's come
terrifying.
On.
Yeah. Are you planning to apply to the county?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Lone Star Heritage Foundation request is for $7,400. Hello, Jim. This is for historic signs. Tell us about that.
Well, first, I'd like to thank Council for getting Lone Star off to a start. We did not receive funds last year because it was a year where we used our beta site, which happened to be the church that Paul Phillips talked about and has asked money for, which we supported. Council should remember, and I hope you know, that Lone Star exists in the support of preserving the heritage of Texas. That's a pretty big chunk of territory and a pretty big chunk of responsibility, but we've got some people that are starting to really shoulder that. And our outreach has made a difference in Fredericksburg because it became our beta site. And it started to grow with money that Lone Star received elsewhere. And we just recently have two new signs that are going up. For those of you that don't know, on council that, and I'm asked, this is a dog and pony show. I'm obviously the dog.
This is an example of what you're talking about?
It is. And this same type of sign appears in front of the church on Main Street. And I'm certain that Robin can give us, because there are QR codes, the numbers of people right off of that. And it garners a lot of information for us about where they came from, whether or not they're going to spend the night, and all that sort of thing.
Okay.
Most importantly, it's going to be a piece of the puzzle. And the puzzle is going to be a series of trails, a series of places that are dispersed all throughout the county. needless to say, the majority of them will be here in Fredericksburg. The two that we're asking funding for, according to the request, the sites might change depending on circumstances within the next few months, but we will be placing the two signs for which we are asking funding for. I might let council know that Lone Star, during the year of hiatus, I'll call it, was a year of development. And we're working with currently with a film crew that we were put in touch with in Gonzales that produced a 1.2 million film called Legacy and Lights. And if you haven't seen it, plan a trip to Gonzales. It'll make your socks go up and down, I guarantee you. They're interested in coming to Fredericksburg. Why? Because Robin and I and other board members of the Lone Star Heritage Foundation visited with them. The producer called me this morning and said he was coming to Fredericksburg. They're very excited about the prospects of being able to put on a series of videos or films that promote the heritage of this area. So if that doesn't excite you, it certainly excites me. And those of you that know me well know that heritage runs through my blood system. This is another step forward, and we're taking our time doing it, making sure that we're doing it right. And we've got some, all of the contiguous counties to Gillespie County, have let their interest be known, and they're kind of anxious to get us going, but we're pulling back on the reins. We want to treat Gillespie County as a total for our beta site, as we're calling it. So we'll be coming back, is what I'm saying. This ask that we're making for $7,400 is a step forward, and you'll hear more from us later. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you for the show and tell. Meals for Vets is supporting a fundraiser, and they're asking for $5,000 in advertising funds. Are you Timothy?
I am Mustache.
Sorry?
I am Mustache.
Mustache? You answer that some days?
Yes.
Okay, I'm unclear what the event is. I see the description of what it's intended to do, but what is it?
It's a Hill Country Vet Fest. We put on a music family festival down at Market Plots, where we have our largest wrap of the year. Last year, we had four different bands playing music throughout the day. Beer and food from beer from Allstat, food from Backwoods Barbecue.
One day event.
Okay. Yes, sir. We had 23 different vendors out there, local vendors, out selling their products, and it's a way to raise awareness for about veterans going through our time, and our yearly fundraiser.
Okay.
Since you're here, and I'm curious, how successful are the times when y'all are at the corner in front of the Chase building? Do you get a lot of traction there?
On average, per weekend, we can usually raise around $1,500 a weekend in ticket sales that go into our larger pot for the event. And then every end of November, we donate that money back to Meals for Vets after everything's paid for. This past year, we were able to donate $80,000 back to Meals for Vets from being out on Chase Bank. And then specifically the date of the event, we were able to raise $45,000. So it was a good combination of funds. We're asking for advertising. This year, we were able to reach out to every newspaper radio station within about 50 miles. We're hoping to double that this coming year. Extend further into San Antonio, Austin, just looking at the raffle ticket sales, a predominance of them was from Houston, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, people that were coming to buy raffle tickets.
Let me ask you, you had a fundraiser, you were selling some raffle tickets. I assume you did well with that.
Yes, sir.
Nobody's called me yet. I guess I didn't win.
Unfortunately, I don't believe so, sir.
But is that your big fundraiser, and it's for Gillespie County?
We're statewide.
You are statewide.
Our one office is here in Berkeley.
So you have basically a local chapter, I guess.
We're the only chapter.
Anything else? Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you.
Before we make Debbie come back up, anybody have any questions for Debbie about Oktoberfest? The request is for $20,000. We just know you're going to do it again this year. Okay. Thank you, Debbie. I think we have everything here, and I'd hate for you to walk up and to say, we don't have any questions. Unless you want the steps for your phone. Okay. Heard good things about this past year's Oktoberfest. Yeah. Okay. Am I leaving something out? Okay. All right. Rotary Club of Fredericksburg, morning. The request is for $2,500, and it's a project event in June, a car fest. Hello.
I'm not Mark. I'm Frank Jensen. I'm the secretary treasurer of the car fest committee.
Y'all took it over from the Masons.
Yes, sir. Back in 22, and we've grown steadily since. So
yeah.
This past year, I had 197 pre-registered vehicles. And so with the vehicles comes generally a family or at least a couple. And then our event is open to the public for free. So it's like an ant pile there by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday.
When the Masons had it, and I was first mayor, I was always invited to come out and judge car of the year or whatever. And those cars came from everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had everything from a Model A to a Bentley.
Yeah.
This year, this past year.
And I didn't know up and down about judging classic cars. So I had Billy, I forgot his name, Billy something, he used to do it. And he would ask me to come out. And I'd say, Billy, you got to help me. I like the look of that. Is that...
We actually have now gone to getting judging from other car shows.
Oh.
Bring them in so everybody feels
okay.
Comfortable with our judges.
Well, it was fun. $2,500 to put that on for marketing expenses.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's how we extend against our public service announcements on the radio station here, as well as put our full page ad in the car show magazines.
Okay.
In the state of Texas.
And y'all have a national, I mean, a regional rotary publicity vehicle, or
no,
you know,
we just have it on our Facebook.
Okay, our Facebook. Yeah. Okay. Questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Stonewall Chamber of Commerce, Stonewall Peach Jamboree and Rodeo Sporting Event, $30,000 asking for a dust skip one. Oh, I'm sorry. Sit back down. this is the Kraut Run. And we have somebody else. Hello, Lisa. Sporting event, $2,500.
I'm Lori Hess, and I'm representing the Kraut Run. And yes, we are the same Rotary Club, but two different events.
Okay.
And it's the first time we've asked for money from the city to help us with our event. I'm not certain that the estimated number of rooms and annual attendance was filled out on our form. Can you verify that for me? My copy shows a blank, even though we talked about it and thought we plugged one in. It's blank. So our estimate is at least 350 nights, and we're doing that by saying who drove over 75 miles. Hmm. And then we took 75% of those people and said, if they spend two nights, that's 350. I think that's pretty darn low, because we had at least 400 people who drove into town. We just said it, they had to drive 75 miles or more so that we weren't jacking up the number. But we think at least 350 people. We hope this year we can actually put on the registration, are you driving and are you planning on staying, et cetera. We had 766 people last year. It was our 16th year. We've been growing steadily every year.
Been sponsoring this for 16 years, and this is the first time you've asked for a fund.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was wrong with us earlier. We didn't think of it for some reason.
Oh.
Our expenses are not terribly high, fortunately, because Debbie lets us send our rec cards through the Oktoberfest registrations. That helps us reach a lot of the out-of-town people And we do have people from out of state, and we even had people from out of country this year. But that's just a handful. Most everybody comes from Texas. We do have a district newsletter through the Rotary that goes out across the state that we're able to advertise in for free. And then we do the newspaper ads and the banner. So our expenses aren't high, but it's a fundraiser. We'd rather the expenses were covered and the sponsors' money went straight to our organizations.
Well, if you're bringing in overnight guests, that's what it's for. So that's a worthy ask.
Well, thank you.
Is my point.
Any other questions? I mean, I can give you lots more numbers, but I tend to bore people when I do that.
I'd prefer not, but thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else? Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.
Now we're ready for the Stonewall Chamber of Commerce. Sorry. The Peach Chamber and Rodeo Sporting Event request is 30. And you are?
I am Brianna. I'm Dillian from Dayton. I think I've seen y'all a couple of times in the last couple of years. We have nothing really to add to our application. The only thing I wanted to point out that I don't think was on there is that last year we were asked how we incorporate rooms. Do we use B&Bs here in town? We do. Last year is when we started really incorporating it. Between directors, rodeo crew, we used about 35 just bed and breakfasts that were pretty large in the area, city, and right outside the city, so in the county. And we are incorporating them into our advertising this year. Of people asking where they can stay, what rooms are available, we can locate that.
Thank you.
Am I missing the first page of their app? Did y'all send me a different package and you said Emily? I'm telling you.
Well, it skips. So there's the Stonewall, and then the next one is Rotary Club Morning for the Crowd Run.
Okay. I'll trust her. But the request is for 30.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
St. Mary's Catholic School, Beautification and Spirit, Historic Preservation, the request is for $15,599. You couldn't just go that extra dollar?
Sure. Let's bump it up.
Okay. As we understand it, you are looking. Well, go ahead. You talk. Just generally, what are you asking for this? What's Beautification and Spirit?
Well, so the beautification is just for our campus overall. So like the Cello Fest this year, they used our classrooms. Anything that's at St. Joseph's Hall, people are kind of in and around our campus. Anyone that's coming to the church, the Holy Family Center for destination weddings, they're all on our campus. And just like you said, beautifying a 101-year-old building is hard. And so maintaining that, making it beautiful, so that's the beautification part, and that's the bulk of it. And then the spirit is our way of advertising, so we send that out to alumni, anyone that visits, anyone that leaves us their address, we're sending them that publication to keep them involved with what's going on at the school.
Okay. So the theory of your pitch is that because you are in a part of town where a lot of things happen that bring in people out of town, that you wanted to show off the town well, and there's a beautification part, and I'm assuming that's all outdoor landscaping type thing.
Correct. Okay.
And then what's the justification, do you think, for out-of-town visitors with regard to your magazine?
It lets them know what we have coming up, turkey dinner, golf tournaments, sporting events. And people that do come for the turkey dinner, we quantified that this year. We had a survey, and that's 5% of our 4,200 plates that we sell. So I know that's not a huge number, but there are people coming in to visit family and staying in B&Bs and hotels, staying for the rest of the weekend. Anyone that does come to our events and they want to be put on our mailing list. So like I met a couple from New York this year. Well, they came after Mass. We had sold out all of our tickets, but I found them 2 tickets so they could have a turkey dinner. And, you know, sweet people like that say, we'll be back.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So your magazine goes out to your alumni?
Correct.
Okay.
And anyone that would like to be put on the list. So
and
like that couple from
New
York.
Get your magazine and know what's going on.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yep. Makes sense of the magazine. Any other questions? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you Deanne? Okay. Make sure I'm put names and faces. All right, Texas Highland Country Higher Education Development Foundation, DBA Forging Futures Education Fund, putting on an event, right? $10,000 is the request, celebration dinner, live auction, golf tournament, award ceremony, cocktail rip, Boot Ranch Golf Club. Hi, Megan.
Hello, Carol. How are you?
Fine. Any questions, Council? This is in April?
Yes, it's in April. I just want to add that we, you know, our name is the Texas Hill Country Higher Education Development Foundation, but we are now the Forging Futures Education Fund, formerly the Hill Country University Center, which is where we are right now.
Yeah, we heard of that.
Just a little bit. I see that we're applying for new, however, we have applied with you guys in the past and received, and thank you for that. We took a year off last year as kind of a transition period, but we are continuing. It's been one of our best fundraisers. We bring in roughly 150 to 225 for our dinner on Sunday, golf tournament 75 to 100, and then of course got the spouses, everybody who else wants to come. I like to think of it as a weekend thing, so they're coming for more than one night. But then ultimately it's we're using our funds for marketing. We've worked with CBS in the past, use some regional marketing. We may not have our attendance in the thousands, but we like to think of it as our investment here in the community for the, you know, for the future. And so thank you for your consideration.
Hi, Tom. So tell me your strategy for your invitation list. Who you send things out to say, hey, this is going on, this is what it supports, and so forth.
We print out invitations. We'll do mail outs. Our list comes from, you know, the chamber, our growing mailing list of donors, past sponsors. We'll do social media marketing, CBS. We've done TV commercials that'll hit Austin, San Antonio, all the outside regions. So,
it's going to be people who are generally interested in a golf thing.
We have the golfers, right. And then the dinner, you don't even have to be a golfer to attend the dinner. We do dueling pianos.
Who's the cohort you're seeking? Because that's just a curiosity question. What's the cohort you're seeking for your event? Who do you send it out to? Where do you get the names and numbers? Is it just people who know people?
People who know people and just growing less and less.
Okay. I mean, is there a specific interest? Like I like to support higher education or
whether you like to take golf or you like higher education,
yeah, you don't
or
care as long as it
pianos for entertainment. It's
that's just my question. Is where do you get your invitation list? How's that created?
We have about a list of 2,000 and growing.
Multiple lists come together
over years.
Education, golf, geolocation.
These are people you know that have an interest in what you're all about.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And they bring friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Friends, spouses, groups, like that. So.
So how many years have you done this?
We're going into our eighth year.
Eighth. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Megan.
Thank you.
Karine's Quilt Gale. Hello. Hi, Jean. $5,000 request for the quilt show.
And I apologize. The date's blank here. It's going to be the Friday and Saturday of Labor Day weekend this year. We hold it every other year, so this is the year we apply every other year. So we're asking for $5,000. And
you've given us your intention to advertise and promote?
Correct.
Where you're going to go with this?
Cards this year to go
appreciate
to the,
that.
The Visitors Bureau.
Okay.
We bring in around 400 to 600 people.
Yeah.
To this and, you know, excited quilters throughout, especially Texas.
Okay.
Do you have an estimated number of room nights? That one's blank on here.
No.
It's on the, yeah, mine's blank too.
It says 700 attendance, but then room nights.
7 days says approximately 60.
Yeah.
Did I get something you didn't get?
Well, it was around 60 last time, so we're hoping for 60 to 70 this time.
Yes. For $5,000. Any other questions? Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's 29 applications representing 651,000, something like that. All right, so the next step, folks, is when is it February that we do this? Oh, it's next week? Yeah.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. It's next week that we make the decision. Okay.
Week from
this. And I'm assuming, Council, if you have any further questions of these applicants, you know how to get a hold of them for any specific needs that you have outside of their application or clarifying. Anything else?
Just need a few attachments, please.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I have just a couple comments. So we will get, I've made notes of the attachments. I think what happened is we were trying to separate the funding, the financial reports from the application, so we didn't have a huge packet. And so some of those attachments were probably the funding report. But we'll get those that you requested. I did want to point out, when you got your, near your mic, you should have seen this little packet. It's a hot grant program overview, and I found out just recently that our former city secretary had a hot tax grant policy adopted, and I talked to Mick, and we're not really sure if it's been reviewed by legal, so I'd like, between now and when we actually have the applicants sign for receiving the awards, I'd like to get with Mick and his group and have them review the policy, and then as you look through the top grant program overview, if you look under the organizer requirements, there's some line items there that are in like italics. And that's because I feel like some of that is in the policy, but it's not in the agreement with the organizations. So
this is a policy that was approved by City Council action?
Yeah, yes, it was approved. But well, as far as I know, it's showing according to staff, okay. It was adopted.
So you're talking about those specific things like listing the logo, et cetera.
Yeah, there are certain things like listing the logo and then providing a link to the
Proof
CVB.
Of insurance and
a lot of that is in the policy, but not in the merchant, not in the agreement with the organization.
Okay, so what do you need us to do?
So what I'd like to do is probably not next week because we've already finalized the agenda, but a meeting in early February. We'll just present the changes after legal's reviewed it and update the organization's contracts. That way it can be up to date and everything will be in sync before they sign them.
Okay. Okay, I'm sure you know what you're doing. Anything else?
Is it possible for returning applicants to show what we funded last year?
I have that. I have that information. Do you want
last year we had a matrix.
Yeah.
The spreadsheet was really helpful.
Okay. I have it actually pulled up, but we didn't.
It was also what the county gave?
Yes, I did reach out to the county as well, and they mentioned, I think the last they gave out awards was in April, so I guess that was for 2025, and I asked for a request of a check register, and I got it.
But that would be pertinent, right, because we gave out earlier than April last year.
We did, yes, and like January, February last year.
Okay. Anything you could give us that would be helpful? I know last year that was a very helpful matrix. It listed them all, what they requested, what they got a couple of years prior, mm-hmm. or their track record for the last 3 years.
Do you want to plan on pulling that up on the screen for the
next
meeting?
No, I think this is for council use.
Just send it to your your email. Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
And can you also include those returning if they have submitted their reports from 2025 and if they were after it?
Right. Sure. Yeah, we'll fill out that city use information. I think that shows that we received their reports.
I know one that has not filed a report yet, so we need to contact them.
I know there is one, at least one.
Okay. Anything else, Council? Thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you all.